On Saturday night when our work is done, we load our music up on the run. Heavy traffic ahead, heavy traffic ahead. We got a rebel, rebel, there's heavy traffic ahead.
A little traditional bluegrass there by Monroe Crossing. Lisa Fugley and Mark Anderson of the group are here. I would think that the name Monroe Crossing is a reference to Bill Monroe, the father of bluegrass music.
Actually, our name has a twofold meaning. We all met because of the music of Bill Monroe, so we had a Monroe Crossing. And then, of course, it also refers to the music outside the bluegrass genre that we put our spin on.
Monroe Crossing is in its 18th year of operation as a full-time bluegrass band. The history of bluegrass music is rich. You could really play nothing but traditional bluegrass and have interesting and varied stage shows, but you do like to write your own music.
Oh, yeah, and you know, you can take your inspiration from just about anywhere around you, but for this next tune, we actually borrowed on the great bluegrass classic of train songs. You know, back in the day, Roy Acuff had a big hit with the Wabash Cannonball, and then Jim and Jesse followed up with the Diesel Train. So we updated it with our song about high-speed bullet train.
Where did you encounter this bullet train?
Well, a couple of times, actually. We've ridden them in Europe. And then a couple years ago, the band did our first tour of South Korea. And so we rode the bullet train there. And oh my, what a thrill.
Wanna ride that bullet train, Vegas to LA. 45-minute glide without touching the rail. Gotta get to the station, wanna get on board. Bullet train.
An original song by Monroe Crossing called Bullet Train, and Lisa and Mark of the group are here. You have had a lot of success turning what is today called classic country songs into bluegrass. Is it fun to do that? Put spins on songs that might not have originated in bluegrass?
It's fun when the song works. Some songs work as a bluegrass tune and some don't, and we just weed through.
One of your best sellers is a CD of your bluegrass treatments of old country.
Bluegrass and country used to be the same genre, and now, with country going the way it has, it's changed. We approach this record as a bluegrass band would do country tunes. We don't have the piano, we don't have the drums. We want it to be a bluegrass record of classic country tunes.
That's the way it resonates with me, too. And a song like Crazy Arms, well, you kept the same walking honky-tonk beat, and then the bluegrass instruments take off on that.
I love playing Crazy Arms because, I mean, I kick it off, and so I, in my mind and my body, I'm always kind of just feeling that dance rhythm, and it's just way fun to play, and we kick into that trio on the vocal harmony in the chorus, and it's one of my favorite country tunes.
Crazy dream.
We're speaking with Mark and Lisa of Monroe Crossing. Now, this group's been around 18 years, so you have figured out a few things about the business of playing bluegrass. You play bluegrass festivals and shows which are billed as bluegrass shows, but then you do some special things as well. You've actually been commissioned to write songs.
Yes, there was once one song that we wrote in honor of a woman's retirement from her theater that she was a director of, and so she commissioned a song that we performed the next time we played there.
It might be a little crazy to talk about your Christmas show when it's not Christmas, but the way you handle Christmas material is a lot like the way you handle other songs as a vehicle for creativity.
There's so much great material that we can delve into at Christmas, and we actually take two of our favorite Christmas songs. We reference White Christmas, the movie anyway, you know, the movie with where they're riding the train up to Vermont, Vera Ellen, Rosemary Clooney, Danny Kaye and Bing Crosby, yeah. And so we sandwiched Let It Snow with just a little quote from that song.
Must be fun to arrange those things.
It's a hoot. That's one of my favorite things is arranging.
Thanks, Lisa and Mark. Imagination is a hallmark of Monroe Crossing. And before we go, I'll invoke a little radio producer's privilege and put on a little of the Monroe Crossing treatment of Purple Rain.
Purple Rain, Purple Rain. Purple Rain, Purple Rain. Purple Rain, Purple Rain. Only wanted to see you bathing in the purple rain.
Monroe Crossing plays venues large and small, performs seasonal music, hosts performance workshops, and plays special bluegrass masses. For information, monroecrossing.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.